Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 32, Converse Shoes. Now available with flight control instructions.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bash Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
This is Blue Onyx.
I'm Anvil.
And we have had a rough time having to shovel out all that snow from Wednesday's storm, now haven't we?
I don't know, I had to go to a chiropractor and a massage therapist, my back will never be the same again.
What's the difference?
A chiropractor straightens out the the back itself, massage therapist massages you and gives you a happy ending.
I hope that happy ending was from a girl.
Well,
no, it was from...
She was 4'3", 73 pounds, and from Korea. And said, don't send me back. I sure hope so. I'm kidding. To all those beautiful Asian women, I love you all.
Now, we had a great time the other day at the Super Bowl party with the three of us. We had Sal Chen, we had Nenya, and we had little Pandalicious joining us as well.
Yes.
And, it got interesting when Anvil here was drinking, and he
had some indigestion.
Yeah, he had some indigestion.
And was like, oh, my stomach, it hurts.
So what does he do?
What, 5-10 minutes later, after taking a pill, he goes, ouchies, I hurt.
Let me explain this. All right, so I'm on beer number about 15.
I lost count.
Yeah, about beer 15. Piz, alright, don't think I'm an alcoholic. We watch sports from like 2 in the afternoon. And this was like 8 o'clock.
Let's just put it as beer o'clock. It's beer o'clock.
Beer o'clock.
It's like that song. It's beer o'clock somewhere.
Leave me alone. I'm Irish. Damn, that's even better. So I got heartburn and indigestion from eating some really good food. And I took some acid medication, Zantac. And, well, apparently you don't mix Zantac with alcohol because...
It makes you trip balls!
Oh, I tripped like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, it wasn't helping that we were watching The Fifth Element at the same time, which is a kick-ass movie.
We get done watching the Super Bowl, and we watch The Fifth Element, my chest felt all compressed, and...
He was going, oh, that chick looks hot, and I didn't have the heart to tell him that was Chris Tucker at the time.
Oh, dude, that's not funny, man, that's not funny. It was Mila Jovovich, I know the difference.
Bullshit.
Orange hair and all.
Bullshit.
You were like, but, oh, that's Mila Jovovich, holy shit.
I want to tell everybody, if you are drinking, make sure you read the medicine bottle.
That and don't take Viagra, too.
Whoa, why would you be taking Viagra during the Super Bowl?
Just because.
The GoDaddy commercials, that's why.
Hey, Danica Patrick should be able to help you along with that pretty well.
Yeah.
Not if you suffer from broke dick syndrome.
Or, if you're in the case of the duck, Betty White.
Fuck you.
You gotta bring up my bad drinking story. Come on.
At least I'm not Abe Vigoda. Was that Bubbles, Michael Jackson's former chimp?
Oh, dude. Too soon.
No, it's Vigoda.
It's Vigoda.
Dude, that's way too soon, man. We all miss Bubbles.
Bubbles is still alive.
Yeah, but we don't see Bubbles.
Yeah, good point.
Just like the elephant bones.
Absolutely horrible.
No, it was the elephant man bones. Get that right.
Yeah, there wasn't really a man.
Okay, my mother. Anyway. Let's see. Let's start off with what we're going with. Come on, what's the list? Come on.
Sorry. That echoed badly in my ear.
It's okay. Well, before we begin, we're actually recording live from Blue's Bomb Shelter right now.
It echoes really well in here.
And we're in beer.
Yeah. Yes,
we're Irish and we're drinking again.
Actually,
except I'm for the Frenchie.
Yeah, which might, okay, you asked me earlier.
I forgot the wine. I'm sorry.
Have you ever? Why am I so skinny? Why am I eating so much? Have you ever seen a fat Frenchman?
Yes.
Dom DeLuise.
Gotcha.
Fine. He's half French.
Fine, fine.
And Julia Child wasn't all that skinny either. Meryl Streep made her look skinny.
Okay, let's talk about this band that sent me their music, The Rebellion. They're from Saskatchewan, Canada.
A what?
Saskatchewan, Canada.
What? Not Sasquatch.
Oh, I thought you guys were calling me again. Every time you said it, I was looking for you to finish the sentence.
No, you're not the big hairy beast that's supposedly in the woods, and you're not that fucking trumpet player, so shut the fuck up.
Really? No, that's Satchmo.
No.
I'm not the big hairy beast?
I don't give a shit if it's Satchmo.
Okay.
Well, the lead singer of this band, he's also the guitarist and the pianist, Josh Palmer.
What?
He was a... Josh Palmer.
No, he's a pianist, what?
Pianist!
Oh, you
dumb dick.
Hey. No, I'm just kidding, people.
Hey, Anvil, remember that picture you sent me of the whole state trooper and the dickhead thing? Your head's looking pretty close to that right about now.
Hey, you didn't see him in the movie theater?
Oh, no, the guy was right in front of me. He was fucking blaring his fucking right off the top of me.
Six rows down, the bald-head skinny guy? He's a statey.
Yeah.
I know him from work.
Back to the fucking music. Come on.
Well, Josh Palmer, he was formerly a contestant on Canadian Idol, which is like American Idol, only with more maple syrup.
Yep.
Ooh. And he decided to go down a path that wouldn't label him a manufactured pop star. And
see,
that,
I like him already. Thank you.
Rage Against the fucking American Idol.
Yep. Now the sound of this band, The Rebellion, it reminds me a little bit of Muse, but also a little bit of Angels and Airwaves, too. The Tom DeLonge's side project when he's not doing Blink-182.
Definitely with the Muse, because I've been listening to them lately, and it's been pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Now, their album, Time, it's actually available for free on their website to download, so anybody can go on. I believe what you do is you click on the MP3 player in the right-hand corner, you type in your email address, and boom, they'll send you this album for free for you to check out.
Yeah, that sounds fucking awesome. Especially, like, when the bands are able to just, like, throw out their music right out there for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you gotta love a band who's willing to let you listen to their music for free, sample them out, you know, instead of being, you know, morons who sit there and like, we want $5 so you can listen to one song.
Or otherwise, we have to figure out a way to take it.
Right. Well, it's kind of what it's about the music.
What's good about this is you listen to the album, and if you think they're really good...
When they do a concert?
When they do a concert, you can check them out.
Okay.
Yeah, because you've already heard their music for free, and it makes you want to go actually see them.
Correct.
Because I know we listen to it, and I actually want to go see them perform, because I think they did a great job.
And then you go and buy one of their t-shirts. That supports them, too.
Yeah, and the guys who make the t-shirts, too.
Wait, I got to say something right now on that thing. I'm fat. If you sell t-shirts that cut off at 2X, you're not supporting the fluffy man.
No, you're not. Well, anyways, I mean, they... Basically, when they're selling these shirts, they're used to the skinny, you know...
Dude, I'm an offensive lineman. I want a big t-shirt.
That don't mean shit.
So, guys in the Rebellion, if you have a 3X shirt for Anvil right here, he will come to your show.
You know, make it a 4 or a 5X. He likes to wear it, like, you know, nice and baggy. He likes to chill out with
it. Yeah, but I'm going to the gym, so I'm hoping the 3X, you know, will be nice and baggy. So.
But then he won't, when he brings a girl home and he wants to have him wear that shirt.
Yeah.
And like a very nice nighty for them.
Giggity, giggity, goo.
I'm hoping that this band gets some airplay because, you know, they're pretty good. You know, usually...
We're going to be playing them on No Borders, No Race. No problem. No contest. We're going to be playing them on the radio.
Yep, they have no problem recruiting a major fan base. They make good music that rocks, excites, and they also write some songs that soothe the mind pretty well.
Yeah, you know, it seemed like the music that they were providing was something to just, like, sit back and, you know, just listen in the background and just be able to just chill out.
Yeah, like, say if you're on the porch with a couple beers and that's the type of music that to hear.
I mean, this band's definitely going to find a place on my iPod, you know, listening on my way to work, you know, getting ready for a football game, just sitting there relaxing before it starts. I'll definitely like to rock out to them.
Yeah.
You know, Just kept me in my zone.
Correct. And they are a band that they get you in the zone and like, but like more in specific areas, not like the zone as a whole.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about with my zone is just get me concentrating, not, you know, stressed out and just relaxed.
Yeah.
Because when you're not relaxed, that's how people get injured.
When I listened to Dr. Don't, the first thing for some reason that popped in my head was like the music that they would play in the background when they're doing the surgery in the show Nip Tuck.
Yeah, actually that did kind of sound like that. Yeah, it was pretty
good. And I think it really fits well because of what the song is about.
Yeah.
So, Rebellion, you know, I give you, I'll give you two thumbs up for the music.
Two thumbs way up. Rebellion rocks.
Well, I haven't done this one in a while for music. But they get two thumbs up for me, too.
With
the bicep pump.
Oh, that's right.
They get the bicep pump.
Awesome.
They rock.
And I wasn't... I was actually expecting you guys to go meh about them.
No, I really enjoyed it, and you know, I mean, like I said, it's to make my iPod list.
It's something to definitely listen to.
Yeah,
cool.
Maybe listen to it at the shooting range. Pop that in your ears during your.
Maybe a couple of songs, not the whole album.
I know a couple of the later songs, especially the live album.
What live album?
The live songs that they had on there.
Well, no, not live album, but
it was live.
We're looking at the live performances on the MySpace
on YouTube.
Let me justify that. The live performance on their MySpace. Mm-hmm. That sounds so awesome.
Yeah, because what it is what we look for is the band that, yeah, they can perform the music, but we look for the ones that can actually take whatever is in the in the studio and the album and bring it on stage. Like, we hate the whole concept of having to go and see the band, and with that... they don't, go and accomplish what they actually did.
Yeah, good example of that is the band Jet. They sound awesome on a CD, but I heard live, they're terrible.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a fucking train wreck on stage, or, you know, sometimes, I think there was the whole time back when Papa Roach was on, mm-hmm. and I guess they didn't do, their quality of, what they usually do, and ended up, they... tried to boo him off stage, and the lead singer ended up turning around and taking big giant shit on the stage, and, you know, also got, some fines because of it being, some kind of biohazard, thing. So, yeah, I don't really entrust in that kind of shit right there.
Literally
and figuratively, but yeah, I think the Rebellion definitely will, go somewhere in their endeavors, so.
Yeah, because I know... personally, from working the nightclubs as long as I did, you know, doing the promotions and security and all that stuff, I've seen, listen to CDs where the people sound like, Barry White.
Or Nails on a Chalkboard.
And
or Jane's Addiction.
Well, no, they come, on the CD they sound like Barry White, you want to listen to it, it's like, yes. And they come in and sound like the local crackhead who's currently high. Oh, my holy shit!
Holy crap!
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really appreciate that they can go out there and perform the same way live as in the studio.
And sometimes even better.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be showing some friends, this band, and, just getting them out there, because if I enjoy music, well, I think everybody else should, because I'm not a huge music fan.
Yeah, we'll definitely attach the link on our website for the MySpace page, definitely.
Right.
And their homepage, too.
Yeah, if you got this through iTunes, go on to our BostonBashBrigade.com site, then click on the link to this actual podcast, and you should see where it says Rebellion. Click on that name, and then you'll go right to their MySpace.
Bingo!
Alright, so that was good.
On to the next!
Let's talk about some sports that we're currently covering right now as we speak.
Sports.
Watching the Boston Bruins against the Florida Panthers. The Bruins are down 2-1.
And we're seeing some bad shots here.
Bruins took a shot against Florida, and the poor goalie took it right off the groin.
Ow.
He's back up. And a minute ago, Florida took a shot, and Dennis Weidman took it off the face.
Ugh.
He is up and fine. In the face.
In the face.
He got pucked in the face.
Yeah, he'll be laughing about that one later.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only a few chances you could actually use that pun, and I got a chance to.
Terrific. I'm proud of that.
Other than that, the Bruins are on a 3-game win streak, thankfully. It makes me happy as a hockey fan that they're getting up there. They're in the 8th spot, which is the final playoff spot going into All-Star break, so
and I'll take it. What did we say? Was it hanging by a pubic hair? Yeah.
Hanging by the end of the longest pubic hair.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yes. Because the next two guys behind us are only 1 point.
Ow.
That could be one game difference. We lose tonight and they win, you know, we're out. And so jump back and forth unless we start picking it up hard. I know it's only halfway through the season, but, you know, every game counts. I like this better than, you know, in other sports where it's, you know, whoever has the most wins. This goes by points, which means you have to actually score to do it. You can't win 1-0 every night and, you know, pull it out. You know, they want you to score multiple points.
Is this something, when did they start doing this part?
A long time ago.
Okay, just making sure, because yes. I haven't really been able to keep up with it too much, but, yeah.
I'm finally getting, you know, huge into it again, so...
After the improvement that we've seen, like, you know, it's kind of gotten to the point where it's like, we see the Bruins, we're like, yeah, they're doing good, and then they fucking plop down. It's like how the Red Sox were before the World Series, kind of like before 2004, where they're like, hey, they're going great, and then they come down to a certain point, and it's like,
and I
what
know
the
this,
fuck happened?
This is breaking Denia's heart right now, that this is the state that the Bruins are currently in.
Yeah, but at least they're on the winning streak, and she got a chance to see them down in Tampa Bay,
yep,
with a great win.
Great fucking starting, but
yeah.
I mean,
a little bit pissed poor in the end of the second and third.
But at least we won it. That's all that matters. This is All-Star Weekend for the NBA. Paul Pierce is participating in the three-point shootout. Rajon Rondo's participating in a game of horse. Yes, All-Star Weekend has a game of horse.
Yep.
And tonight will also be the dunk contest, which no Boston Celtics are taking part in. Nate Robinson, I believe he actually stands a chance at winning it again.
Cool.
A little midget from the Knicks.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back with that. I know the Duck's going to kill me when, you know, he's editing this for all my ums, but, hey,
what
are
you going
to do?
Fuck you.
Okay, I'm done. sorry. That's just the way I talk normally when I'm jumping around.
So what do you feel about with the Olympics right now?
Yes, thank you. I was about to hit the Olympics. Now, the Olympics have just started. The U.S. has no medals after three events. That's okay.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
But tragedy is already stuck when the young Georgian loser, you know, from the People's Republic of Georgia in the former USSR, was going down, came around a corner, his luge takes off, he flies over the wall and strikes an unpadded puck with pole with his head. That's what I get for watching hockey at the same time.
Fucking
and
90
he was
miles
killed.
Per hour.
Yeah,
90
to 95 miles an hour.
And I don't know why this pole wasn't even protected in the first place.
It's 6 feet away from the thing.
Well, it's not basically
well
from the height height regulations. They would not expect like a guy like that to be flying.
Yeah, it's never happened.
So more or less, and also I think that's mostly where a lot of the spectators or otherwise cameramen are standing.
Yeah, if that was going to be event day, they would have been there.
They would have been there, and somebody.
And can you imagine what would have happened if a cameraman?
We would have had a lot more cameramen.
It could have been like maybe 3 to 5 people, fucking easily.
Yeah,
easily.
Especially the blades of that luge itself. It would have been a huge bloody mess. Instead of one death, there would have been multiple.
Now the question I have is, how the fuck could the designers fuck that up? Like, yeah, we weren't expecting to design it this fast. Dude, you guys designed shit to go faster, you dumb fuck.
All I can think of was in that scene in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation where Clark Griswold puts that spray on his snowboard.
Yes. Oh, yeah, fuck it.
Well, they have actually made a change to the track at this point. They're starting further forward instead of as far back. And it should slow them down about 5 miles per hour, which is enough to make it around the corner.
Yeah, but that's the only other thing is that this wasn't just like an isolated incident. Like,
no.
A lot of people have been getting injured.
They were crashing and everything before this, so yes. It took somebody's death for them to finally do something, though.
Yeah.
Which
but
is
it
tragic.
Sucks. Did you get to see the official opening?
Yes, I watched it.
I saw
night.
Some of it.
Yeah, what did you guys feel about it?
Beautiful.
It was beautiful, but poorly executed.
Well, yeah, there was a little bit of the fuck up when they're trying to do the lighting setup.
Do the lighting setup?
Oh, yeah.
The torch was coming up. Because only 3 out of the 4 came up, so Gretzky, you know, had to run outside. His light a fake one outside.
The special digital light setups that they did.
Yeah, like with the cracking of the ice, the whales.
Yeah, that was impressive. Definitely impressive. But this is the whole thing now. It seems like they made it a contest. Yeah, seeing that fucking China did their setup.
Oh yeah, China. It's gonna take a lot to beat China's.
Yeah, but nothing. Canada didn't even come close. But one aspect, what? They messed up too many national anthems.
Yeah, way too many.
Yeah, the U.S. one was actually messed up too.
Well, yeah, what do you expect? But
I mean,
they messed up the Canadian.
I thought it was O Canada.
Yup.
What'd they play?
It went, instead of O Canada, my home and native land, the person sung O Canada, my home, and then jumped to the next verse. They forgot crucial parts to the Canadian national anthem, too. How you mess with the home nations?
Everyone, Canada, on strike!
Now, with the replay, if you listen carefully, they dubbed it in, so it's played right every national anthem for anybody that watches it.
Mm-hmm. After the fact.
After the fact. But if you watched it live, you caught it.
Well, at least it's not that much as a controversy when it was that Chinese kid that looked like she was singing, but it was someone completely different.
Yes. Well, I mean, at least this person actually sang it.
Right.
And messed it up, but they still sang it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking this would be a good Olympics. I'm looking forward to watching, especially the hockey, because we all know that I like hockey.
And we got the Tim Thomas.
Tim Thomas for USA!
Woo!
Yeah, and, you know, the Bruins being nice enough to rest him to get him ready, so.
Yeah.
That was, you know, nice of them.
Yeah, but I think,
then we got the Speed Skaters, which is being sponsored by Mr. Stephen T. Colbert.
I guess so, but, anyways, back to the whole, thing that, with Tuukka Rask, more or less, they feel like they need to go and take and, give him a little bit more training, and that's, I think Tim Thomas is probably going to be done within, or otherwise going to be still with us for maybe one more year, but he's going to be teaching Tuukka how to fucking really take on the openings and stuff like that.
When they talked to the head guys with the Bruins, they actually said that, you know, they're willing to rest Thomas now to have him healthier and stronger later on when he's needed more, and get Tuukka Rask the work that he needs. So when playoff time comes, they actually have two effective goalies. The whole thing with Tim Thomas, I say he's going to be here a while. The Bruins love him. He's a fan favorite.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So I don't think he'll be going anywhere. But let's move on a little bit. And the Red Sox. Now this week, pitchers and catchers report to spring training.
Yes.
Can you smell spring in the air yet?
Not after that snowstorm. No.
No.
So, I'm looking forward to this. I like to see the young guys. We just picked up another pitcher out of, from the Mariners organization.
Not bad.
No, another, middle relief guy, strong pitching. So, I'm thinking we're going to have a good year. Our pitching looks so solid, it's not even funny.
How much does it suck that now that the fact that we didn't even get that snowstorm, and then Washington, D.C. got shut down a couple days.
I know.
And then along with that, Florida got some fucking snow. And parts of Texas that's never gotten snow, that on record, more or less, never gotten snow, have gotten snow.
Yeah.
Dealing with those 110-degree weather fucking plus.
Ninja's sister has had to have worked from home for the past week because of it.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for living in Virginia.
Yeah, well, I got a friend. He lives, down the Texas-Oklahoma border area. And he calls me up. He's like, dude, did I come home to Boston? No, why? He's like, I got 4 inches in my front yard. It's like, dude, stop giving yourself so much credit and put it away.
I know I'm probably going to steal this one from the great comedian himself, Louis Black, but more or less the whole sentence is, you're not in Boston until you've had snow and lightning at the same time, and you can state this fucking part. You can't even find that shit in the Bible.
Yeah. That is true. Oh, wow.
But no, that's Boston for you.
Wait, you missed a very crucial part to that. You've never been to Boston. Unless, the snow, lightning, and some guys back here barbecuing a pair of shorts. Come on. We have done that one.
Yeah, we have.
I've seen people do that one.
Yeah, me and him did last year. We were dying for burgers on the grill, so we lit it up. And there was 6 inches of snow. Yeah.
Burgers.
So, let's go to the Super Bowl, since it was already mentioned earlier. We had a wonderful little party. Now, I believe that,
No, no, no. We got to start from the starting. Okay, Queen Latifah was good when she started.
I'm not doing that yet.
No, fuck you, buddy. No, this is what I'm doing. No, just kidding.
All right, so I believe I chose the Saints.
Yep.
I believe the Blue.
You know, yeah, I chose the Saints.
I chose the Saints, too.
I'm doing this for dramatic effect.
Douchebag.
And I believe the Duck chose the Saints. And now we said only evil people pick the Colts, right? And Blue's mom picked the Colts. What's that tell you? Okay. So, yeah, we all got together as a group, and we had plenty of alcohol and plenty of food.
Yes.
Some of it's still left over here.
We could have stored it. And I still got the pretzels, the frozen pretzels stuck in my truck.
Yeah, well, you and me will split that stuff up after. And my Dunkaroos. Unless you ate all my Dunkaroos.
Almost.
Okay, well, we're splitting up the rest.
I killed all the Yoo-Hoo, though.
I don't care about Yoo-Hoo. So,
I couldn't get enough. I'm such a whore.
We need to do that more often.
Yeah.
Me and him have already discussed this.
Yeah.
We'll discuss it after the show, too.
Okay.
All right, so our day started off about 2 in the afternoon when Blue picked up myself and the Duck, and we came over to the bomb shelter, and we started making food. Mm-hmm. And we watched the Celtics play, and unfortunately they lost.
Yeah.
Fucking Celtics.
And about halfway through, me and Blue decided we wanted to go outside and play football. So we play catch.
We play football.
It was nice.
Yep.
With, you know, my official league football.
Yeah. So that cost you $10.
Yes, it did. So then we came in and we started making some food. And the Blue went to pick up the Panda.
Yeah.
The Panda came and we all hugged her. And she came upstairs and we joked around. And talk business for the show. And
you guys got hugs? I didn't get shit.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
She looked for me to give me a hug.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
She did. She said...
Yeah, she's like, give me a big hug.
She said,
I've seen you forever.
Yes. So we talked business and waited for the pizza rolls to finish cooking.
Yep.
Because we all want pizza rolls. So...
God damn it.
Yes, I'm turning this into a long story. So, you know...
4 hours later...
Shut up. So then we come down and says, we watch the Bruins. And the Bruins win.
Yay!
Yay!
Which broke the losing streak at that point.
Yeah, see, now we're like, holy shit, the Bruins won!
So we all joked around for a little bit, and the Sio Chan arrives.
Yep.
And the ball is kicked off. And we all go, yes!
No, you forgot the opening part. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Anyways,
sorry.
With the opening part.
Oh, fight, hold on.
Yep, there's a fight.
There's a fight in the Bruins game right now. Yes, we're still watching it.
It's beautiful. It's MMA style. Look at
that. Oh, Bruins win the fight! And Bruins win the fight! McQuaid, baby!
6'4", 197 versus the 6'3", 215 pounds.
Okay, so let me get back to where we were. So yes, the national anthem was performed in God Bless America.
God Bless America was done by Queen Latifah, right?
Yes. Who was awesome.
She was awesome, but Carrie Underwood?
Carrie Underwood.
She broke her voice.
Yeah, and
she broke it at the end.
Especially listening to it in my surround sound, it sounded fucking butchered.
Fucking...
Audrey!
Whoa, that's the wrong person.
That's Frank Ferguson. Stop it.
Okay, so then, the kickoff happens, and we're excited, and, we got to see some really awesome,
commercial. And when we say excited, we don't mean excited. We mean like excited, woo! Like the game started.
So then the Nenya shows up.
Yep.
And we say, Nenya! We all like set five and give hugs and.
Yep.
All that other fun stuff. And we continue watching and the Colts go up 10 to nothing. And we go, Peyton Manning sucks balls.
Wait. There's a bit of a time error right there because. Nenya didn't show up until the third quarter.
Either way.
Doesn't matter.
Who
she
cares?
Still showed up.
Or just tell the story.
I don't care. So then, the Saints get 2 field goals, and we go to halftime. And the Who performs.
Yep.
Who?
Yeah.
Well, they get too old.
Was like, I don't know, just didn't work for me.
I'm still saying Metallica should do the halftime show next year.
I'd like to see that. I mean, they perform Pinball Wizard and all their good classics. But they don't have it anymore.
And sad.
They
even I have to admit that.
The Who, where everybody celebrates, and this time they said The Who, and everyone's like, Who? Really? They're old.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
So the game comes back on, and they go, Saints come straight out with an onside kick, which has never happened outside of the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl, and they recover. And they go on to score. And then they score again. And let's jump to the end. When Drew Brees is holding the Lombardi Trophy as the MVP of the Super Bowl. and Peyton Manning disappears and doesn't shake anybody's hand. Because he's a soulless bitch.
I want to die in Super Bowl again.
Okay. Because
he's
going to
be so happy.
Yes, because he's a sword losing bitch.
Yep.
So we continued to eat and drink, and we watched The Fifth Element.
Yep.
And then we called it a night.
And that, children, was the story of the best Super Bowl party ever. Now, the moral of the story is, don't drink and mix bad medicine together, or else you'll get a big oopsies.
Listen, I was laughing a lot, but I wasn't drunk, people, because I could still hop around the room on one foot.
Yeah.
Which is quite comical.
Yeah, it's pretty comical when he's around. He's a giggly bitch.
And I really had to go to the bathroom, so I was hopping quick.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The bathroom's not going to be the same anymore because of that.
Dude.
Nuclear fuck Holocaust!
I really thought the light on the ceiling was the toilet. I'm sorry.
You sick son of a bitch!
Alright.
So, yeah.
My house will never be the same again. It's gone down in value, you douchebag.
His house was originally valued at $187 million. Now it's worth 50 cents.
It's not worth get rich and or die trying.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what happens when you have a party with me around. Yeah. I really bring down the value. Party! Okay. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, Blahnik had a chance to try out the Alien versus Predator demo.
Yeah, whoopity fucking do that, eh? I was kind of, like, looking forward to this game, and now it's kind of, like, what the fuck was I thinking? More or less, the whole setup was I got to play the multiplayer. Didn't get to play the end game because they didn't put anything out for it. Motherfuckers. All I can say is motherfucker.
That might have been the first hint.
Yeah, the other thing was is that I was playing the online play, and it was really getting on my nerves that the fact that I couldn't play as any other species but humans, but all the other douchebags took up the alien and the predators. So more or less, when an alien would run up to me, I'd go and blast the shit out of it, and then I'd turn around and be like, hey, I think I see an outline. Stab! Hey, why am I being lifted up? Why am I looking back? Hey, there's the predator right there staring at me saying, I just fucking pwned you. More or less, I was running around, killing the aliens, because they were probably the easiest thing to find. Well, besides when they're in the shadows, because it gave you, like, basically when you're human, you just basically see total darkness and you get a flashlight. That's all you get, basically. You don't get any night vision. I'm like, why the fuck wouldn't you get night vision? But anyways,
because remember, most of the humans in the Alien vs. Predator movies were stupid!
Yeah, well, you know, they had their setup because they were just a bunch of fucking shitheads. I think the worst thing about that was because they were, like, the cliché jarheads. Mm-hmm. No offense. I'm just saying that these guys were the dumber ones. These ones were the ones that were like, okay, let's throw them into the clusterfuck of it all.
Our fine gentlemen that are going to be partaking in this special
mission. Okay, basically Starship Troopers for you. More or less, they're like, okay, let's toss them into the battle. Another fucking person for the meat grinder! Woo! Anyways, but the setup that was going on was, I mean, yeah, the aliens could run around on the walls, the predators could just go around in their camo and fucking sling blight the fuck out of you, and or otherwise you could be killing another human because it was just a deathmatch, it didn't give you team deathmatch, so you weren't working with another human, you were just like, hey, look, there's something move, I'm going to kill it. More or less, and basically when you're trying to kill something, something would come up behind you and go, surprise, butt sex! And you would be like, oh, my anus is bleeding once again.
Oh my god.
That's basically how the game was played. It was just like, you have to basically back yourself up into a corner, and hopefully something will try to come up to beside you and go, hi, how you doing? Shank, or rip apart, or... I mean, the alien caught me.
You sure have a pretty mouth.
Yeah, more or less, the fucking thing grabbed me, stared at me, hissed at me, and then shot its fucking second mouth thing out at me and went through my head. It was kind of creepy to watch, especially on a big screen TV. But, yeah, I could seriously say that this game is, I don't know, multiplayer-wise, I could give it maybe... thumb up, okay. But like a scared thumb up. Like, it's not like I could say that it's that great.
Okay.
I'm not positive in it. And for the game, hopefully the graphics are a little bit better, seeing that they don't always put out the best thing for their demos. And but otherwise, I could seriously say, wait until this comes down in price about 6 months from now, easily, because it's I think it's basically coming out with $50, not $60 like usual. Or at least I hope not. Otherwise, people are going to spend the money because they love Alien vs. Predator, and it's going to be absolute shit. So, yeah, I definitely would just say buyer beware on this one.
Okay. Kind of like the situation with the Simpsons game.
Yeah, the Simpsons game was a good thing that we waited as long as we did to get that game.
Right, because it was a funny game, but playing it itself was a fucking bitch, considering, too, that is the worst fucking camera I've ever seen in a video game.
Well, I have an idea for a video game, okay? And I hope people listening actually put this out there, because I think it might be funny as shit to do. Madden 2011 Alien vs. Predator.
No, I was wrong. Alien vs. Predator. Actually, I'll talk about that one in a second. Alien vs. Predator is going to be coming out for like $60. But it will be $50 for Windows, which probably is a better thing if you just buy a PC. But for what you're talking about, there's this game that's coming out called Blood Bowl. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a whole setup where it's like monsters, humans, orcs, trees, and everything else in between that could put on a uniform and fight in a thing. And basically, when the referees look the other way, you can fuck up the other guys. It's like Blitz, but with roids and shit.
Okay, well,
you know, I was Blitz familiar. Wasn't there like a cartoon where it was like monsters that played sports?
Yeah, actually, they actually had that game back in like Sega or something.
Yeah,
like
that. That's it. That was a cool game.
Yes.
Now, I had a chance to try out the first episode of the Tales of Monkey Island game for the Nintendo Wii. Now, it's the fifth game in the popular series, and it's going to be split into five different chapters, one released each month. And I believe all five have already been released as of right now. And it was been made by LucasArts, who do all like the Star Wars games, who did that, who did probably one of the more memorable Indiana Jones games for the PC.
Yep.
And Telltale Games, who did the recent Sam & Max video games and the Strong Bad's cool games for attractive people. Now, this follows the original characters. The main character, Guy Brush, Threepwood, he's trying to rid himself of the pox known as the Curse of LeChuck. And LeChuck is like the main villain in all of the Monkey Island video games. And what happens is LeChuck is stabbed by Guybrush with a voodoo sword, making LeChuck human. And then, because of that, the curse has to go somewhere, and somewhere turns out to be Guybrush's hand. So his hand becomes possessed. Like, who's one of our favorite movie characters?
Oh, from Army of Darkness.
Yep, Ash.
Yep. So does he cut it off?
No. Because what happens in episode one, he tries to find himself off of this island. It's cursed, and it's got like these winds that blow into the island so no one can get off of it.
Great.
And what happens is he finds the voodoo lady that tells him how to try to kill LeChuck that gave him the cursed hand in the first place. And she tells him he has to find what is known as Esponja Grande, which means the big sponge. Yeah, she has to. He literally is going to have to wash away the curse with a giant sponge.
So cliche.
Yeah.
Grande.
No, I'm just kidding. Now, I completed this first episode. It's filled with a lot of really good puzzles, a good treasure hunt, as well as some twists and turns every each way, considering some of the characters that you run into. Like, you don't expect, like, one of the people to be behind the whole thing. And the gameplay is similar to the classic click and point, or point and click mode that a lot of the old video games used to be, like the Space Quest video games.
Oh, no shit. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is this going to be like you point and shoot kind of thing instead of like you have to scroll around on your fucking controller?
Well, you can use the nunchuck to move Guybrush around, but you can just point at something and he'll walk to it.
Oh, that's good.
Now, the humor is on par with a lot of the other Monkey Island games, as well as the recent Sam & Max adventures that have come out. And It is a pretty funny game. I wouldn't... I'd probably put it on my, like, top 10 list of recent funny games or that have come out. And my one of the issues I have with the game is the graphics aren't as great as a lot of the other games that Telltale's been releasing. It's not as bad as Nintendo 64, but it's not even as good as, like, GameCube.
Yeah, well, 64 was pretty bad. I mean, considering when I used to watch the wrestling games, and when you see the Big Show come in, he'd have a box chest, like,
yeah.
It like it was cardboard box. So, yeah, that was always creeping me out, but...
I thought he was originally SpongeBob.
Yeah, basically, he had that squared head, too. It was creepy.
Yeah, it was freaky. But for playtime, the first episode took 3.5 hours for me to defeat. And if the other four episodes are as long as this, that's a good, like, over 17-hour game.
That's it?
Well, that's pretty good, considering it took me only 5 hours to beat the Simpsons game.
I could beat that game in 19 seconds.
Impossible.
No, literally,
just sits on the fucking thing.
Take a snap in half, I just beat it. It came up.
Now, after defeating the first episode, I do want to download the other four, and for 1,000 Wii points per episode, it's a pretty decent deal. It's like a good $50 Wii game. I give it a 2 thumbs up for the first episode of Tales of Monkey Island.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, the graphics aren't up to par, but everything else makes up for it.
Oh, I think I got one more to add to it once you're done.
I'm done.
Oh, you're done?
Yes.
I'm done.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you finished?
Can I finish? Yes.
Okay.
I'm finished.
No, I got to try out the Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing.
Ugh. Dude, that's from like 19,000 years ago.
No. This is a new one coming out.
Ugh.
And this one is basically a copy of fucking Mario Kart. I have to say I was actually pissed about it.
Mm.
And the car driving is not that great. The demo... gave you one race. Also, the multiplayer was, if you had a friend with you, you could do the tool controller. You couldn't do the online multiplayer to try it out. Otherwise, you'd probably get your ass whipped anyways. And the only two characters you could pick was Sonic and Banjo and Kazooie.
Banjo Kazooie?
Yeah. Because what it is, it's Sonic All-Stars. Like, some of the characters that are in this game is just like, it's kind of far, like, out of there. Like,
holy shit! But they're rare characters.
Wicked rare characters.
No. No, that's the name of the company, Rare.
Oh, Rare? Yeah.
Rareware.
What the fuck? Okay. Anyways. With this whole setup, I have to say that it kind of wasn't impressing to me. Mm-hmm. I can't even say it right now. My nose is all fucked up.
Mine too.
Fucking chlorine. It wasn't that impressive because of the fact that how... The game didn't move quite so well. It had so many things that replicated what Mario Kart did. And it's just more or less with Sega characters. So, I have to say that this is kind of like a thumbs down. One thumb down right now because of the fact that how fucked up it was. I wouldn't say that it wouldn't be bad for the kiddies to be playing. It's just that I don't think it's going to be that enjoyable.
Yeah.
I mean, they give you a badass trailer and everything like that, but then, like, you go to play it, it's not as badass because your character isn't flying at, like, the rate of speed that they were in the game.
Mm.
In the game trailer. So, I have to say, damn you, fucking Sega. Why?
So, I take it you should say...
Alright, one thumb down and the middle finger.
Stick
my ass, Sega.
I reckon it'd be harder to control compared to the Mario Kart one.
Yeah, here and there, because of certain things, like saying if you're trying to do a jump and you get bumped off, you literally could get bumped out of, like, everywhere easily, and you don't have that capability that you see in the trailer where Sonic is spinning around and then he just looks around and just presses a button and he goes, you know, zooming in. But, I mean, you do get to, you know, if you remember playing from the original Sega, Sonic games, there's the one that he goes... into, like, that Super Saiyan mode, where he has all the gems.
Yeah, Supersonic.
Yeah, the Supersonic mode. You could get that, because I was in last place at one point, and I hit one of these... I can't really tell what it was, but if you were playing Mario Kart, it was, like, the same thing, where it has, like, the cube with a question on it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hit it, I got the four, I got the six or seven gems or whatever the hell it was, and I turned into Super Saiyan mode, and I was able to like almost get up to first place with it. But I couldn't. I, with all the stuff that I tried doing on that game, even playing as Banjo and Kazooie, I couldn't win a fucking race to save my life. It was that goddamn fucking chicken looking kid. I don't know what it was.
Was it the shaman?
No, I'm not sure. No, I don't know.
Okay. So let's move on to the movie that we just went and saw. Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief.
Oh. I didn't do it.
What?
Ugh. I didn't steal it. Why are you looking at me? You said Lightning Thief and you looked at me.
Because you're a fat bastard.
Fuck you.
And basically, here's the premise of the movie. It's the 21st century, like it is right now.
It is?
But the gods of Mount Olympus and the assorted monsters have walked out of the pages of a high school student Percy Jackson's Greek mythology text and into his life. And they're pissed! Zeus's lightning bolt has been stolen and Percy is the main suspect.
You know what? I have to say one thing. When haven't I heard a story where the fucking Greek gods or whatever the fuck they are haven't been pissed? It's like they get pissed off all the time. It's like, what the fuck?
They were pissed at the end.
Yeah, that. But I'm telling you, like 5 seconds later, they're probably like, I gotta figure out how to get pissed off again. They're like, there's gotta be something because it feels so good.
And then, you know, Athena bends over and, you know,
everything.
Poseidon looks over and she's like, you checked on my ass! They all start
war!
Yeah, war, basically.
Now, the cast in this movie had Logan Lerman, who was Simon in the movie Gamer,
yes,
as Percy Jackson. He had Brandon T. Jackson, who was Al Pacino in Tropic Thunder, as Grover Underwood, who was, well, what was the proper name, not Goat Boy?
He was, a Centurion?
No, I think that's the horse part. Horse.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. That was Pierce Brosnan's character.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan. He played Chiron, or was it Chiron?
Chiron.
Chiron.
I can't remember what his technical term was. Mm-hmm. But he was really cool.
Yeah, he did kind of remind me of Dave Chappelle in that skit he did about the black sheep rapper.
Yes.
And one of your two favorite actors was in this movie, Ray Winstone. He played Ares.
Yes. And my wife was in it.
Which wife?
Rosario Dawson.
I thought that was Blonix.
Fuck you, man. That's my woman.
I'll fight you for her.
She was Persephone.
You know what? But I talked to one of our good friends, Tommy Boy. He says that she was actually not in the story. She just got written in, basically, for the movie.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine how much there's the little differences, but I think we'll have to go back to that one when maybe Tommy Boy goes and sees it.
Yep. And we had Uma Thurman play Medusa. She was pretty good in this.
She's good. I also liked the younger female in the thing. She was beautiful. And yeah, her blue eyes were piercing.
Yeah. They were kind of distracting Bluonic a little bit.
They were just so sexy that, you know, he couldn't handle the sexiness.
I'm scared!
And she wasn't Spanish, so.
Wow, actually IMDb right now is rocking it at a 6.3. Oh. That's surprising.
Was it? Her name is,
Alexandra
Daddario.
Yes. Now.
Now, one of my other favorite actors that was in this, who played Zeus, Sean Bean.
Yes.
Great actor.
He was pretty good. And the guy who played, Poseidon. He was one of the two main guys.
Kevin McKidd?
Yes.
Yes. He was in Rome, I believe.
And I believe he was also in Gladiator.
Yep, he was in Rome. He played Lucius.
Yep, Lucius!
He was in Hannibal Rising.
Yes.
He was the Journeyman.
Virgin Queen.
Kingdom of Heaven.
Oh, that's a good movie. I love going down the... I just love going down this whole thing, just going down the line.
You like going down, dude, huh?
On the vagina.
No, too late, too late.
No, on the vagina. Anyways.
The movie, I felt, was pretty good. The reason why I wanted to check out this movie is because, like, the past few weeks we've been seeing, what, R-rated.
Religious.
You guys are pussies.
No, we were thinking more of the daddy bastards out there to take their kids in. And we went, there were tons of kids in this theater, and you know what? Most of the kids were quiet during this film. So.
Yeah, but these are the ones that actually the parents were with. When we went to go see the Jackie Chan one, these kids did not have the parental guidance at all.
Now, there was one thing. Now, the other option we had was Wolfman.
Yeah.
Now, I read up a little bit on it, And they said that they just took Universal, took their old movie and just redid it.
Really?
That doesn't appeal to me because the original one I didn't like at all.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Well, right now it's doing a hell of a lot better than Percy. 7.3 IMDb, bitch.
Yeah, but remember, IMDb gave some of our favorite movies, you know, not so good ratings.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Boondock Saints 2, Gamer, and stuff like that.
For another great actor, Benicio del Toro, I mean, you got Anthony Hopkins. I mean, that's an all-star cast right there.
I mean, pretty much. But for this movie, Percy Jackson, I was going into this movie thinking, oh, it's going to be okay. I enjoyed myself while watching this film.
My godson's mother wants to know how this movie is so she can take him, because you know, he's going to be turning one.
And not going to remember the fucking movie.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing that he'll get excited over, and he stays quiet during movies, which is kind of creepy at his age.
The one with me, I was kind of pissed off how they showed hell. I think hell wasn't scary enough for the little fuckers.
I was hoping it would look more like Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, I was thinking that it would have been a little bit better in that setting, but with this, I guess it was too PG, so more or less there wasn't, like...
Well, there were some elements in here that I'm surprised got away with the PG.
Yes, because it said the word ass quite a few times.
Well, ass is okay. I'm talking more of the violence.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have to think of what the kids see now for violence.
Good
point.
Like,
the Incredibles and stuff like that. Cartoon violence and all that stuff.
Good point. Now, I felt Steve Coogan did an awesome job as Hades. And for those of you who don't know who Steve Coogan is, in the movie Tropic Thunder, he's the director who steps on the mortar and blows himself up.
Yeah.
Landmine.
Yeah.
Anyways.
He's actually very underappreciated.
He's a great actor. There's a movie he did called Tristram Shandy, A Cock and Bull Story, where they're trying to remake them. They're trying to make this impossible novel into a movie called Tristram Shandy. And Steve Coogan plays Shandy as well as himself in this movie.
Yes.
And it's a great film. One of my favorites.
The one thing that I had to go on about with the main character, Logan. Logan Lehman, who played Percy. Mm-hmm. I felt like he wasn't that great with the sword. Like, I know that they were trying to play it up as he didn't know how to fight in the first place. But as he moved on, he looked like he was trying to advance. But he still, like, at the end... When he's, you know, play fighting with his, woman there. Mm-hmm. Basically, he still looked like he wasn't going to put in that much force or something like that.
He wasn't comfortable with it.
He didn't want to fucking hurt her.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, that girl was a, badass mm-hmm. bitch right there. And she could have fucking whipped his ass in 2 seconds.
Mm.
Yeah, but how old's this cast about? Like, how old's he and how old is she?
Let me just give you 1 second on that one. I've got...
Logan is 18.
He's from 92, so yeah.
And he's awesome in Gamer. I thought he did a great job as Simon.
Brandon T. Jackson's probably old as the king here. 84.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. He's like 10 months older than me.
Yeah.
And then, she was born in 86. Actually... She's our age. Giggity giggity goo! We're not having to be like, oh, damn, she's not legal.
Yes, thank God.
Usually that happens way too much with us.
Yeah.
whoa.
Especially the anvil over here.
Whoa! I swear, your sister said she was over 18.
But my sister's, like, 30. You sick fucker. Anyway. But the very hot, the very sexual...
Rosario Dawson.
Woo! Giggity-giggity-goo!
Woo! And, of course, her boobs look like they got even bigger.
Yeah, but I'm not complaining.
No.
They could have showed a little bit more skin, but I did like her setup.
That dress looked beautiful.
That will be sold as a costume for Halloween. I sure hope so.
When she walked over in that dress with the hell dogs to each side, I thought I fell in love.
She's hot. I've been a fan of her since a while.
The duck finds a girl hot.
No, come on. He finds all these girls hot.
I find all of them hot.
All of them, huh?
Fuck you again.
Hey, I'm just taking your word.
Rosario Dawson, she may be 30, but if she even asks me out on a date, I'll say yes.
Oh, we found an exception to the rule.
Ooh, yeah. An exception to the rule.
Bending the rules. I was kidding.
Come on.
She bent something else on you.
The other way.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, graphic-wise, I liked how this movie looked. The way Pierce Brosnan's character had the, what was it? He had the horse feet and everything.
Yes.
It looked like he really was a horseman.
And Grover looked like, you know, he was...
The goat boy. The goat boy. It actually looked real.
And when he was walking in pants, it actually still looked like he had the goat legs underneath.
Yeah.
So.
No.
What's the ratings, Mr. Blue?
I'll give it one thumb up. I'm just...
Fuck you.
Hey, well, you know what? Fuck you, buddy.
This is I know it's your opinion, but you're supposed to go with my opinion.
No, fuck you.
I'll give it one thumb up, and I'll give it the other one up, too.
Ooh, I like that entrance. I'm just going to jump with double up. Oh, with the wiggly fingers. Because it's got magic.
So
you're not a demigod, my friend, and you never will be.
Excuse me.
Because your girls told me so.
Because you keep getting injured, and you can't replenish your shit through water.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because
you know,
the women are going, he's not a god in bed.
Excuse me, you want to go back to fuck Rocky's ass? That's right, dude. You got a better milkshake, because I got it on before with the chick from Fun Rockies.
Shut up! Come on, Melodic.
Hey, and you ate that.
Hey,
how do you know I'm not the son of Hades?
Oh, shit.
I love the cold because it still feels warm to me. How do you know I'm not the son of Hades? I'm always in black.
That's your style.
And I'm strong enough to...
Douchebag!
You.
I'm sorry.
Douchebag.
Douchebag say what?
Potato?
Yeah, exactly. Anyways. Next thing!
Alright. A couple weeks ago, I had a chance to go check out... At the Museum of Science, Harry Potter, the exhibition. Yes. I know. You two are not really big Harry Potter fans.
Whoa, excuse me, I saw it before you saw
fucking
it.
Fucking choke on wait. Fucking deer slug.
I got a question. How come when I saw the exhibit, we didn't do anything on it on the show, but when you see it, we do something?
Because we kept running out of time.
Allegedly?
I think
we intentionally ran out of time by talking about potatoes.
That's you.
And Mexican porn?
That's you still.
I don't like Mexican porn.
Me neither.
It's not tall enough.
Moving on. The Harry Potter exhibition, it's currently at the Museum of Science in Boston. It features props and costumes from the past 6 movies. You know, when I was there, there were people of all ages from like 5 to 60. They were looking all giddy. They were all giddy all about it.
I actually thought it was a good exhibit. I'm not a huge fan of the movies, but I read the books.
I can't believe how short Emma Watson is in real life.
Giggity, giggity.
You know she's in school at New England.
Yes, Brown University.
Yep.
Shit, I should have went there.
You could have had yourself some Watson.
No, I don't think she would like me.
You could have had Hermione.
Yeah, but I can't take it, Hermione.
It's like, put on...
Who's the Grand Wizard, man?
It's like, sweetheart, can you wear the cloak, please?
Now, what I liked about this movie, or what I liked about this whole exhibit, was when you got to see like some of the other props in this movie, like books and newspapers, and you notice how much detail they put into all of them, considering that some of these props you only see for like a split second.
Yes.
And it's definitely something for designers in the film and theater business to really look at and see how it's done right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to have acid, and like you're gonna be showing up on IMDb as a goof.
And when I went to this, I actually thought to myself that Hagrid might actually be my father.
Yeah, he has acted in a lot of the old BBC sitcoms I used to watch when I was younger.
Yes,
he was also on the show Frasier. He played one of Daphne's brothers, I think.
Yes, the middle one.
Yeah. And you, because he's not that tall in real life, so no. I'm wondering how they managed to do this for the movie or for this whole exhibit.
Either they put him on stilts or some shit or whatever.
No, they did the stretch out effect.
Oh, right.
Right.
They stretched out the scene, right?
Yep.
And popped him into it so it made like he was bigger, and then they put the person in through a green screen.
Okay, but why? But the costume itself was as big as the character. Well, actually, one thing I was actually disappointed on was they didn't have anything of, what's his name?
Daniel Radcliffe?
No, not Daniel Radcliffe.
Ron.
No, not Ron.
Wait,
the evil guy. The main villain.
Oh, Lord Voldemort.
Voldemort, thank you. They didn't have Ray Fiend's costumes.
Yeah, well...
Because he's a badass motherfucker.
Yeah.
But at least they had our favorite guy, Alan Rickman. They had his costume.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's something interesting about it. That one costume that you saw in this... at this exhibit is the same thing he's worn in all six and the upcoming seventh movies.
Wow.
Because the costume designer just went,
fuck it, I'm not doing it again.
No, he went, it's too perfect. It's perfect. I don't need to change anything about it.
Yes.
So, no, I would have been in that mode like, fuck it, I'm not doing that one again. You can kiss my ass.
Now, one problem I have with this exhibit, it's a little bit expensive for something that lasts about an hour to go through. Like, non-members have to pay, like, around $23 to $26 a ticket to see this.
Well, where is this at again?
The Museum of Science.
Okay, let's put it this way. Money! That's all I can say. Those motherfuckers are all about the money. So if you're going to go and try to enjoy this or some shit, you're not. Because you're going to drop that much money just to go and see, Harry Potter stuff. I can't get into it. I couldn't get into the books. Yeah, I watched the movies, but it was kind of like, this is too kiddie bullshit for me. I can't stand it. I can't take it anymore. I'd rather eat a bullet. Well, but that's just me.
I had to read the books because of school, so...
Okay. But, I
felt... Your schools suck!
But I felt, though, that the way the exhibit was set up, I liked how it opened up where you got to, where you pass, you know, the train that's in the movie. But the thing that really irked me was it wasn't set up like how it was with the Lord of the Rings exhibit or the Star Wars exhibit.
Yeah.
It just made it feel like you were just walking through a gallery. It didn't make it feel like
you were there.
You were there, like those two were.
That actually bothered me a little bit. But, you know, I didn't feel like I was there. I felt like I was actually in a museum.
Right. Or remember when we did the when they did the Star Trek exhibit like almost a decade ago, or no, 2 decades ago? They actually had it set up so it looked like you were walking around in the ship, and you could actually go through the teleporter, and you got to hit
a boy. Beam me up, Scotty.
Yep, exactly. You got to do that sort of stuff here in Harry Potter. It didn't have that sort of feeling. It just felt like you were looking at props and that's it.
Yeah.
You just didn't feel immersed. So, you know, I'll give it a thumb up for all the cool shit that they had, but a thumb down for the presentation and for the price.
I give it nothing.
You don't give it anything?
No. Because I hate museums, and it made me feel too much like I was in a museum.
We should take you to the Museum of Sex in New York City.
What?
There's a Museum of Sex. Yeah, you can see all the fucking machines and dildos and all from centuries past.
I don't want to. Oh,
really?
Some of those things are creepy.
That is creepy. You know,
especially the vagina protectors.
The stone ones they used to have. Oh.
But okay. There is the Museum of Sex in New York City. And they say it's really cool. We should check that out sometime.
Oh, yeah, let's just jump in.
Yeah, let's go down to New York and be like, hey, where'd the Boston Bastard get?
Boston!
Got him! Son of a bitch!
Hey, where's the Bastard? Where you guys from? Bastardville? Where's Bastardville? In the middle of nowhere? Okay. It's like, we're up near Buffalo? To the east?
To the west?
No, we're to the east.
Okay.
Of Buffalo. That's right.
Yeah, we're not in the West quite yet. We're getting there.
All right, is there anything else you want to talk about before we close things up?
Drugs are bad. That's all I can say. I've been stuck on, fucking South Park lately.
Nicks and drugs and alcohol are bad.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? There was this one thing that Tommy Boy showed me was the Halo ODST trailer.
Yep.
And it was a live-action one. And I got onto this part where I was just like, holy shit, why haven't they turned this into a fucking movie yet? So it's more or less, why haven't they turned the Halo into, a live-action movie quite yet, but...
But right now we got Halo Legends coming out on Tuesday, which looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
I know, it's not live-action.
Whatever, it's good enough, I guess.
Okay. Anything else, Anvil?
No, not really. Things are going pretty good, you know, and football's over with, and...
I know.
I'm kind of depressed.
I'll be here in 6 months. Shut up.
I got 2 months till I start football myself, so I can't wait. And
why are you talking like the creepy guy from Family Guy?
That's not the creepy guy from Family Guy.
Yes, it is.
Come here, you musty little pepper boy. See, now this is the voice from the guy from Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Come here, you musty little
Would
listener.
Would you like a frozen popsicle?
Come here, you sexy listeners. Come get a fudsicle. Anvil's got you a fudsicle.
I'm Dr. Rock, so the rock and roll clown. I do cocaine.
But, yeah, everybody, you know, listen to the, watch, you know, to the Olympics, you know, it's gonna be some fun shit.
He'll try his best to report it, because, you know, where he works, they don't allow computers anymore.
But he did get his laptop computer back.
Yeah, so, you know, I will be popping my stuff up from time to time.
That, and he will show me what pictures he wants to put up, and I will put them up for him.
It's called Porn and Chicken. Thank you. Support your local charitable organizations. Support, you know, your small artists, because, you know, they need you.
Yeah, Porn and Chicken.
I know it's a recession, but a dollar goes a long way if everybody gives one.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll find a nice charity.
If it's $1, 300 million people, that's $300 million to a charity.
Now let's all go to, you know, China and walk around and get a dollar from each of them. Because, you know, they got billions.
Yeah.
That's the quickest way to end the recession. Go over to Asia and get everybody in Asia to give us $1. This country will no longer be poor.
Hopefully.
I don't know, the way they repopulate, come on.
Alright, so check out our website at bostonbashbrigade.com, and don't forget, if you want to make a request on topics, things to review, or if you just want to say hi and give us some feedback, it's thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com.
Then we're also on myspace.com/bostonbashbrigade, and we also have a group and that you can look for us on Facebook, so go and check that out, and hopefully we're going to start trying to do a little bit more with the interactive on that one, because we haven't been able to keep up with that so much. Too much shit going on!
John didn't know how to access it to do it, so...
Yeah, okay, but anyway.
And don't forget our sisters over the Electric Sisterhood. Check them out at esh.mobi. Show them some love, you know, because the Panda and the Ninja Sister love the love.
Yep, and, you know, we're getting some things prepared. We're getting ready for some big conventions that are coming up around here, and you might be seeing us. Oh, don't forget... You might see us next Saturday at the Middle East when we're attending Fucked Up downstairs.
And next month you might see us at the Wilbur Theater seeing Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian.
Yep.
Come here, show some love to the fluffy man, and, you know, stop over, see us. If you have any questions, we'll answer them. And have a good time. Laugh, you know.
Laugh your asses off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Emerson.
All right. So, let's stick a fork into this podcast. Until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Blue on it.
This is Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Is it over yet? Is it over?